This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Air pollution level across the nation, including capital city Kathmandu, rises again. Experts urge people not to go out of homes except emergency. Jeep accident in Palpa claims 2 lives. And more than 1,800 prisoners escape in Nigeria. Now, the news in detail. The air pollution level across the nation, including capital city Kathmandu, has risen again, according to Deputy Director General and Spokesperson of the Department of Environment, Indu Bikram Joshi. The pollution has increased since Monday, even though it did not reach the level of last week. He said that the air pollution in Nepal has been repeated due to the increase in the number of forest fires across the country. The public health experts have urged people not to go out of homes except for urgent work and use a mask. The District Administration Office, Bhaktapur, has banned from celebrating Biscuit Procession, which is a historical and cultural festival celebrated for 8 nights and 9 days in Bhaktapur district. The meeting of the District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, DCCMC, has decided to limit the procession in the festival to formalities and worship, saying that the COVID-19 could spread during the festival due to the increasing infection rate of the coronavirus. Chief of the Province 1, Somnath Adhikari Pyasi, had said that the contributions of the Yogmaya Nyopane were remarkable to end the Sati Pratha in the time of Rana regime. Attending a theatre performance of Yogmaya at Jorahat in Morang district on Monday, Province Chief Adhikari said that women organization in Nepal was formed in the country due to her courageous act to jump into Arun River along with her 68 disciples. Yogmaya was a religious leader, women's rights activist and poet based in Bhojpur district of Nepal. 2 persons died after a jeep met with an accident at Tansen Municipality 7 in Palpa district last night. The jeep carrying chicken fell some 20 meters off the road at Kajipawa area. The deceased have been identified as 20-year-old Vijay Kamsa of Bagnaskali Rural Municipality 4 and 27-year-old Raj Thapa of Ribdikot 4. Information officer of the District Police Office Rameswar Twanti said that a further investigation into the case is underway. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. More than 1,800 inmates have escaped from a prison in Nigeria after it was attacked by gunmen. The attackers reportedly entered the prison yard in the southeastern town of Owerri by using explosives to blast the administrative block. 6 prisoners have reportedly returned, while 35 refused to escape. Police have accused the banned separatist group, the Indigenous People of Biafra, of carrying out the attack. It has reportedly denied involvement. The Nigerian Correctional Service has confirmed that 1,844 inmates escaped from the jail into Imo State. A police spokesperson said the attackers carried rocket-propelled grenades, machine guns, explosives, and rifles. Russian President Vladimir Putin has given final approval to legislation allowing him to hold office for 2 additional 6-year terms, opening the possibility for him to stay in power until 2036. According to a copy posted on the government's legal information portal, the 68-year-old Russian leader, who has already been in power for more than 2 decades, signed off on the bill on Monday. Putin proposed the change last year as part of a constitutional reforms that Russians backed in a vote in July. The Russian president, who has been in power for longer than any other Kremlin leader since Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin, said he would decide later whether to run again in 2024 when his current 6-year term ends. North Korea has announced it will not take part in the Tokyo Olympics this year, saying the decision is to protect its athletes from COVID-19. The decision puts an end to South Korea's hopes of using the Games to engage with the North amid stalled cross-border talks. In 2018, both sides both sides entered a joint team at the Winter Olympics, which led to a series of historic summits. Pyongyang says it has no cases of the virus, but experts say this is unlikely. The announcement makes North Korea the first major country to skip the delayed 2020 Games because of the pandemic. The event is due to begin on 23rd July. This will be the first time North Korea misses a Summer Olympics since 1988, when it boycotted the Seoul Games during the Cold War. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Air pollution level across the nation, including capital city Kathmandu, rises again. Experts urge people not to go out of homes except emergency. Jeep accident in Palpa claims 2 lives, and more than 1,800 prisoners escape in Nigeria. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.